everyone in the community, including healthcare, education, and infrastructure, and helps your community plan for the future. In Colorado, everyone counts. You can participate in the 2020 census by responding by mail, online at my2020census.gov, or by phone at 1-844-330-2020 for English and 1-844-468-2020 for Spanish.
We'd like to thank Kimberly for donating.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, a Classic Monday.
Tune in to Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU. Join award-winning host Teresa Halsey as she explores Native American issues, music, and culture. That's Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Tonight, music of Arthur Foote, André Jolivet, Blagoje Berza, Germaine Taillefer, Dmitri Shostakovich, Dame Ethel Smythe, and Graham Koehne. But first, music by John Bull. When I was researching the Thomas Addis Piano Concerto I featured on my program a few weeks ago, with its wonderfully wonky rhythms, I wondered about other composers using unusual time signatures. I discovered this little gem from 1620 in 11/4 time called In Nomine. Enjoy.
Thank you.
fretwork performed in nomine in 11:4 by John Bull. More of A Classic Monday after this.
Support comes from No Credits Productions, LLC, presenting Destination Freedom Black Radio Days, a podcast series that examines modern-day stories about police violence, immigration, and gender bias. The series offers profound stories, community conversations, and a musical guest. Destination Freedom Black Radio Days series can be found wherever podcasts are available and nocredits.com.
Arthur William Foote, one of the preeminent American classical composers of the late 19th century, was a member of the Boston Six. The other five were George Chadwick, Amy Beach, Edward McDowell, John Payne, and Horatio Parker. Foote was also a founder of the American Guild of Organists, which is still going strong today. Here's a work from Foote in his prime, his piano quintet in A minor from 1897.
Thank you.
The Da Vinci String Quartet with pianist James Barbagallo performed Piano Quintet in A Minor by Arthur Foote. You're listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU. André Jolivet was a French composer, roughly contemporaneous with Aaron Copland, so 20th century. In 1936, Jolivet co-founded the group Les Jeunes France, along with composers Olivier Messiaen, Daniel Lesueur and Yves Baudrier, who were also attempting to reestablish a more human and less abstract form of composition. From 1941, here's Jolivet's Petite Suite for flute, viola, and harp.
Thank you.
flautist Hélène Bollégue, violist Jean-Christophe Garcia, and harpist Nicolas Tullier performed Petit Suite for flute, viola, and harp by André Jolivet. You're listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU. I came across the late 19th, early 20th century Croatian composer Blagoje Bersa a few months ago, and a few of his works have found their way into my program. Here's another, his Piano Sonata No. 2 in F minor.
Thank you.
Pianist Goran Filipek performed Piano Sonata No. 2 in F minor by Blagoje Bersa. More of A Classic Monday after this.
KGNU, the Open Media Foundation, and the Art District on Santa Fe invite you to join us for our Yard Bazaar, September 4th and 5th at 700 Kalamath Street in Denver. Shop in the open air for records, CDs and books, electronics, TV equipment, and wares from local artists. Our parking lot market will be socially distanced, with music from KGNU DJs, food trucks, and surprises. The KGNU Yard Bazaar is Friday, September 4th from 5 to 9 p.m., and Saturday, September 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 700 Kalamath Street. For more, visit kgnu.org.
Germaine Taillefer, the only female member of Les Six, the six composers who banded together in Paris in the 1920s, lived a good long life. And very late in her life, in her 80s, she wrote this charming arabesque for clarinet and piano. Clarinetist Ermanno Viglianti and pianist Maria Polimonte performed Arabesque by Germaine Taillefer. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. More of A Classic Monday after this.
Support comes from KGNU listener members and Ska Street Brew Stillery, a farm-to-table style restaurant featuring 30 handcrafted ska brewing beers on tap and a one-of-a-kind mixology program from Peach Street Distillers, located at 1638 Street in Boulder, Colorado, and open daily for food, beverages, happy hours, and more. More information at skastreet.com.
Support comes from the Boulder County 2020 Census Campaign with funding from Next 50 Initiative. The census, which is required by the Constitution, is taking place this year. The census affects essential services for older adults and everyone in the community, including healthcare, human services education, and infrastructure. You can participate in the 2020 Census online at my2020census.gov or by phone at 1-844-330-2020 for English and 1-844-468-2020 for Spanish.
Piano Concerto No. 2 in F minor by Dmitri Shostakovich was composed in 1957 for his son, Maxim, for his 19th birthday. In fact, Maxim premiered the piece during his graduation at the Moscow Conservatory. Here we're going to hear the father, Dmitri Shostakovich himself, at the piano performing his own Piano Concerto No. 2 in F major.
Thank you.
pianist Dmitri Shostakovich, accompanied by Orchestre National de la Radiodiffusion Française, André Cluytens conducting, the Piano Concerto No. 2 in F Major by Dmitri Shostakovich. This is a Classic Monday on KGNU. English composer Ethel Smyth was born in 1858 and by all accounts was a remarkable woman, breaking down barriers for women in classical music. She wrote for all ensembles, from chamber music to opera, and she was the first female composer to be granted a damehood in 1922. Her second opera, Der Wald, was the first opera by a female composer to be performed by the Metropolitan Opera in New York. And the work we are about to hear was the first significant French horn work written by a woman. Dame Ethel Smyth was also a suffragette, composing the acknowledged anthem of the women's movement, the March of the Women. And so, a week after the 100th anniversary of America's Amendment 19, let's listen to a piano reduction of Dame Ethel Smyth's wonderful double concerto for horn and violin in A.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hornist Franz Daxinger, violinist Renata Egebrecht, and pianist Celine Duthier performed Double Concerto for Horn and Violin in A Major by Dame Ethel Smythe. More of A Classic Monday after this.
Support comes from the Boulder County 2020 Census Campaign with funding from the Next 50 Initiative. The Census supports needed services for older adults in your community, including road maintenance, support for food programs, healthcare, and more. In Colorado, everyone counts. You can participate in the 2020 Census online at my2020census.gov or by phone at 1-844-330-2020 for English and 1-844-468-2020 for Spanish. Coverage of breaking news is made possible by KGNU members. One way to help us bring you this coverage is by donating a vehicle you no longer need. Learn more at kgnu.org or call 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
And now, The Persistence of Memory by Australian Graham Koehne, written in memory of Guy Henderson, who served as the principal oboe of the Sydney Symphony Orchestra for 31 years.
Thank you.
oboist David Nuttall, accompanied by the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra, Richard Mills conducting The Persistence of Memory by Graham Kona. That's it for me, Gary McBride. I hope you've enjoyed another Classic Monday. And will join us every Monday evening at 8 p.m. right here on KGNU.
Support comes from Titan Solutions, a Colorado-based company specializing in non-toxic disinfecting services for commercial businesses serving all of Colorado and surrounding areas. More information at titansolutions.org.
If you listen closely to the sounds of your car, you can hear the sounds of love. There's purring and humming, revving and roaring, and sometimes even whining and screeching. But when KGNU hears that you've turned your car into a vehicle donation to help support the programs you love, it brings music to our ears. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to KGNU.org to donate your vehicle today. We accept cars, trucks, boats, and more. Donating is easy, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. And thank you.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Good evening and welcome to A Present Edge, 21st Century and Avant-Garde Art Music in the Classical Tradition. I'm Gary McBride, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. This evening, music of Hannah Lash, Eric Ewisen, Gabriella Smith, Hildur Gustnadottir, Ellen Tafe Zwillick, Mark Abel, and Brother Ah, who passed away this May at the age of 86. To get us started, here's a work from 2012 by composer Michael Gordon entitled Gene Takes a Drink. Thank you.